Well, Mark, I suppose, first of all, the first question on everybody's lips is, is the ghost of the league final left behind?
I hope it has. You know, you just had a look at it, see what positives you could take from it and how we can learn from it. Certainly it's the game that we've learned, that we will learn the most from than any other game we've played, and hopefully we will do that. But again, come the 25th, that's the day you'll find out whether you have or not.
Because it came as a real surprise, because the form had been brilliant going into it. You got some great results in the league.
It was very poor, very disappointing. We didn't perform, we just let the occasion get to us. You know, it was never planned, our preparation was very good leading into it, so just on the day we just didn't perform and didn't just played the occasion rather than the game. But hopefully we'll not do that in the 25th.
And I suppose, in fairness to us, probably Dublin are maybe on a level above everybody else at the moment.
They're very tough. If you don't play any way well, you know, you have to play to your best in order to compete with them, and they played to their best and we didn't play at all. And then once they have momentum, if you don't break that momentum, they are very, very, very tough to get back at, and the gap only gets bigger and bigger.
So it was back on the bike the following week, and 25th of May was the...
Yes, of course. You know, it always, you know, Championship at Donegal was always, you know, the main target all the time, and we got to Crook Park, got our experience, but the minute it was over, as you say, it was back on the Tuesday night looking at Donegal, preparing for Donegal, and its focus was solely on Donegal.
And in terms of Donegal, what kind of a challenge are you expecting?
It goes without saying, you know, a serious, serious, experienced winning team. So that presents a challenge on its own. That's a thing we'll have to match on the day, try and get that belief that they certainly will have, and match them. If we don't play to our potential, we will certainly be struggling.
Celtic Park, home advantage, is it an advantage?
It is, I suppose, leading into your preparation into your game. We've been very good there all year, very tough to beat there, so hopefully that can continue.
Because I was talking to a Provan Derry official before the league finals in the car park, and he was just saying he felt the present day Derry side, wide open spaces might suit them more than the tight confines of Celtic Park, and it might favour Donegal more.
Could possibly do that, you know, there's certainly ways of working on it, but we really like playing in Celtic Park. You know, we've played there well there all year, and we beat Dublin in it all year, and this year, and when we got to the wide open space of Crook Park, we couldn't compete with them, so hopefully we can do it again. Donegal,
it's a new look Derry side this year, also a new style, you know, playing a far more expansive game, a more running game, defending in large numbers but getting forward very, very quickly as well, and seriously quickly.
Yes, of course. I think that's the style of football that's going now. Yes, it's certainly Dublin's style. You know, they're really expansive game of football. But there's a lot of great footballers in Derry, and it's just been shown through by their form at the moment. And we've trained really hard all year, and hopefully we can surely show our potential on the 25th.
You've been around a good few years now. A lot of disappointments. I suppose a lot of heartbreaks in Championship football. Is there, as they say in the South at the moment about the economy, do you think there's green shoots this year in Derry?
Well, I hope so. It's certainly what we're looking forward to, and hopefully it can, and you surely don't want another disappointment.